Welcome to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton Caldwell, and we're here to say don't you worry through stories, encouragement, and joy. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's conversation. Hey guys, welcome back to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton Caldwell. And we are so excited. Today we are wrapping up our fun little series. Actually, we didn't really even title the series, but we've been talking
about...
It's
just a little love series.
Yes, but we've been talking about the book that we read called The Love Everybody Wants by Madison Pruitt Trout. We've talked before, if you've seen the last few episodes, on how she's an author, speaker, podcaster. She has her own podcast called Stay True, if you want to check it out. And she was on The Bachelor, the TV show.
So she's basically done it all. She's 24. Amazing.
Yeah, she's done all of it. She's super experienced. But we got so much out of her book because she talked about, we've been talking about the framework of your life. So she talked about an analogy that we really got was that your life is kind of like a house. And we've been talking about how the foundation of your house has to be your relationship with God. And before anything else goes up in the house, you have to make sure that is right first. Then you can work on the framework of the house, which is your relationship with yourself. How do you love yourself? How do you take care of your body, your mind, your soul, all of the things that are super important before you can love other people? And then we got to the part about when you start putting decorations in your house, then that's where your relationship with other people comes in, whether that's romantic relationships or whether that's just a friendship. But it's so specific in that order and so important in that order to have your relationship with God first. And then out of that can come your relationship with yourself because your identity is found in Christ. And then you can work on your relationships with other people.
Yes. And we know that there is a season for everything in your life. Like Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, one of my favorite verses. Yeah. It talks about how everything in life there's a season for. And we're going to talk about, in this episode, the season of singleness.
This one's so fun.
We are most experienced with because it's not that we're pathetic, guys. It's just that you guys are pathetic. The guys actually don't meet our standards. So we've never actually been in a relationship because
our standards are too high.
Exactly. We've talked about before. It's hard to date us because we think so highly of you.
We're Caldwells.
Exactly.
That's how it works.
That's just how we do. Okay. Anyway, back to the point.
Yeah.
Today we are going to talk about singleness and how it's not just a season of dreading and waiting. Yeah. It's actually an action-packed season in your life.
Absolutely. Maddie said something in this book that singleness is honestly the most crucial season of your life because who you are here determines who you'll be there. So whether you're single or not, keep watching this because, or keep listening to this because I know you know somebody that's single in your life.
Yes.
And it's so important to work on, to figure out who you are now before you figure out who you are there. Or if you are a really joyful person single, then you'll be a really joyful person with somebody else. If you're not a content person single, then you're not going to be content in a relationship. And it's so important to figure this whole thing out on your own first before you try to jump into dating anybody in the first place. So what do you think the hard thing is about being single? Obviously, we're pros at it. So what do you think is the hard part for you or for people in general about being single?
I think there's two main things that really come to mind. Mm-hmm. The first one is just straight up being lonely. Like nobody wants to be alone. People want to have other people. We were made to be around people, but you can fill that with your friends and you can fill that with positive relationships.
Yeah.
But I think being lonely is such a thing where a lot of girls are like, well, I want a boyfriend who will do all the cute boyfriend stuff with me, or like, I just
and that's
want
real.
Somebody. Exactly. Like we've wanted that before.
Yeah. But it's so important, like you were just saying, to find positive relationships, mm-hmm. not just with a guy, or for a guy, not just with one girl.
Yeah. And you can't just jump into a romantic relationship just because you're like, well, I'm so lonely and I'm desperate.
Yeah.
You really have to, like, loneliness is so, it's so weird because you don't want to be so desperate in loneliness, but you also, you want to fill it with positive relationships. And most of the time that comes from your friends while you're single. Like, don't go looking for other people, like romantically, to fill your life right away when you get in a season of singleness.
Yeah.
Just enjoy the season while it lasts. Don't go craving for it.
Mm-hmm.
Wait until it comes to you. Like, it's not necessarily all about waiting, but I think loneliness is a huge factor since so many people, they want a romantic relationship.
Yeah. And if that positive, healthy romantic relationship comes, that's great.
Yeah.
But don't get into a relationship just out of loneliness. Mm-hmm. Don't do it just because you're like, well, I'm lonely and this guy's okay.
I think another thing is jealousy. And what I mean by that is a lot of times in high school or in college, I actually don't know what it's like in college yet, but I think most of the time, you know, you're always going to have friends who are in relationships, and from the outside, it looks like their relationship is going great. And you're like, I want what they have. I want what they have so bad. And I want my best friend has a boyfriend and it's going so good. I want what they have. So you go out and find a relationship. Well, just because you want to be in a relationship so badly doesn't mean that you need to settle for less. We talked about that in last week's episode. But I think that's just a huge part since we see other people who have what we want, because yes, we were made to have a desire for love in our hearts and God fills that love, but he made Adam and he made Eve to be together. He made Adam and he made Eve for him. And so we are supposed to, like, you know, most people find a spouse one day or whatever, but don't like be focused on only that in your life.
Yeah.
Use the season of singleness, take it advantage of it and really see it for what it is and see it as an opportunity rather than a burden.
Yeah. And we're going to go a little bit more into that in a second. But what you were just saying about jealousy, I think in a relationship or not, we're just honestly, we see things in other people a lot of times that we want, even if we don't know the whole story. It may not actually be that good, but we see, oh, they look like they're having a better time.
We see the social media posts of all your cute dates.
They look like they're having a better life. They look like they're having dates all the time when I'm just watching a movie with my best friend or whatever it may be. But honestly, something that Sadie Robertson Huff says a lot, because I follow a lot of her things, is that instead of being jealous of your sisters, you should celebrate your sisters. And that goes for guys too. Instead of being jealous of what they have, then just celebrate them instead, even if it's not a relationship, even if it's just, oh, this person has a really good life right now and it seems like I don't, like I'm lonely and I'm this and I'm that. But if you would celebrate them and take joy in how their life is going, then you won't feel so lonely or you won't feel so, I don't know, depressed about it. It'll be a better perspective on it if mm-hmm. you celebrate them instead of looking at the negatives.
Yeah.
So, but going back to what you were saying, what do you think single people can do in this season of life that we're in before we're distracted by a boy or before, you know, whatever comes into our life? What do you think is a good use of our time and what things should we be focusing on while we're single so we're not just waiting around?
I think the main thing is focus on your relationship with God and finding yourself. Focus on what we talked about in the first two episodes. Like, go back. Singleness is a time where you can evaluate yourself. You can really get to know who you are. Like, learn your passions. Learn what you love, what you maybe want to do. Like, what do you wake up and think, oh my gosh, I'm so excited I get to go do this today.
Yeah.
Like, you get to learn so much about who you truly are and who God has made you to be and who you are in Christ. And I think when you are single, that is an opportunity for you to grow your relationship with the Lord because you don't have a boy clouding your brain or you don't have a girl that you're thinking about all the time if you're a guy's perspective. I don't really know. Like I've said a million times, I don't know how guys feel about relationships. Like, do they think about girls that often? I don't know. But anyway, it's a time where you can root yourself in the Word and just keep going back to that. When you're feeling lonely, just spend time with God, spend time praying, or spend your time learning. I think reading scripture, and the more, like I said in the first episode of this series, when the more that you connect with God, the more that he will reveal to you about yourself. There's so much in scripture that God has, like, our purpose in life is in scripture. If we just go looking for it and if we really understand who God is, then it will be revealed to us through the scripture. So if you really understand and deepen your relationship with God, then you can learn more about yourself in a time of singleness. And you can I know that I am really passionate about dance, mm-hmm. and it's something that I love. And that is, I've found that out because I'm single and I'm going to dance weekly, multiple days a week, you know, pouring my passions into that, pouring my passions into this podcast.
Yeah.
I've found so many of my purposes and so many things that I know God has called me to this season of my life right now. Whether this podcast lasts forever, whether I continue to do dance as a career one day.
Yeah.
This is the season of life that I'm in, and God has called me to do this. He's put talents in me to go be a beautiful dancer. He has put talent in me and put boldness in me to do this podcast. And I've found that out because I've gotten closer to Him. I pray regularly most of the time when I'm not perfect, but when I am actually really thinking about it and I am spending time in the Word, I feel better and I know more about myself. I feel better about myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you can do in singleness. And it's not a time where you can be insecure about yourself. I think a lot of times whenever maybe you've just gotten out of a breakup, or maybe you've never been in a relationship like me, and you're thinking, a guy could never like me because I've not ever had a relationship like this,
yeah.
or no male attention will come to me, or whatever it may be. You don't have to be insecure in that. You can be secure in your relationship with God, and then God will bring a guy into your life. God will bring a girl into your life, and He will show you what your relationship with them can look like because you're so close to Him. Everything goes back to God.
All of it goes back to God. And I think it's really cool. In this book, Maddie said something that really stuck out to me about singleness. And it was that singleness is often called the waiting season, on you're waiting for a guy. But she was talking about how your purpose in life is not another person. You have your own purpose and they have their own purpose. And then God can bring people together to further their purposes for God's kingdom, which is such a beautiful thing. And it's such a beautiful thing that God calls us to love other people. But your purpose is not found in them. You have your own purpose that God has called you to. Meaning this season isn't just a waiting season, like the season of waiting on a relationship. You may be waiting for a relationship, or God may call you to not be in a relationship ever. But either way, your waiting season is not just that. It's an active season. She talked about how she played sports in high school, and she played a lot of basketball. And she said, you know, you never just work up to a game day, a basketball game day, with just waiting around. You don't just sit around waiting for the day to come. You're active the whole time. You've got to make sure you stay in shape. You're working out. You're getting proper rest, feeding yourself. You've got to make sure that you are working.
Yeah, and she said that she played basketball. That's kind of how it is with me for dance. I am going to perform how I practice.
Yeah.
How I am on my actual, my dance days during the week, how I practice my recital dances and how I'm training and stretching and mm-hmm. preparing on point, how I'm working through my feet, working through my arms and my muscles and everything, that is how I'm going to perform. If I practice 50%, every single time I perform a dance, when I get up on that stage, guess what? I'm going to do it 50% because that's how I've been practicing.
And it goes back to the concept of who you are now determines who you're going to be there. So right now in your season of singleness, or if you know someone in a season of singleness, then if you are saying, okay, I'm going to build some healthy habits right now in my relationship with God, you're going to say, I'm going to wake up in the morning and read 15 minutes of scripture, and I'm going to go to bed reading 15 minutes of scripture. Or maybe you say, I'm going to start making sure the majority of what I listen to is Christian music, or I make sure I listen to worship music in the morning to fill my mind with something good to start the day off. Or maybe you say, I'm going to start praying for 5 minutes when I wake up, the first thing I do in the day, whatever that looks like
weekly
for you.
Weekly listen to the Don't You Worry podcast.
That would be good too. Whatever you are, whatever that looks like for you, I think it's important that you build those habits now, because then when you get in a relationship, you're already going to have that habit, and you already, then what God is revealing to you and how you should act is going to reveal in that relationship. That person is going to see that in you, and they're going to be so encouraged because you've got to work on, whether you're a guy or a girl, if you're a girl, you've got to work on becoming a woman of God before you can find a man of God. A lot of times in this culture, we talk about, oh, we're just looking for our man of God. Are we focusing on becoming women of God ourselves first? And it goes same for guys. You don't need to just be searching for a woman of God. You need to make sure you are a man of God first.
Because you have to lead the other person well, and you have to be influencing them in their relationship really well. And like you said, with the habits, you have to build those up now. And once you build a habit, it's pretty hard to break. Like yeah. With bad habits and with good habits, you have to try to start building those good and healthy habits for yeah. you and for your mind and for your body, soul, whatever yeah. it is. You have to build those in the time of singleness, because let's be real, singleness is not always short. It's a lot of times very long.
Sometimes it's long.
So you have to try and utilize that time and not just be like, oh, well, I've built this habit.
Yeah.
Go ahead and try to build another one. Like, start doing other things to improve your relationship with God, improve your relationship with yourself, improve your relationship with your friends.
Yeah.
You have to have good friends. And like, I'm not going to date a guy who I don't like his friends, because he's going to be hanging around those people.
Yeah.
So like, know that you have to build your relationship with other people, not romantically, like before you can actually start like really building your relationship actually with another yeah. guy or with a girl.
And take that time in your singleness now to pour into those other people in your life. Maybe that's your family, or maybe it's your best friend, and you have all this time right now to pour into them instead of a guy, or for guys instead of a girl. Then this is a time when you can take advantage of that. And like you said, there's so many things. Obviously, build healthy habits in your relationship with God, but with yourself too. In our season of singleness right now, we both... You're a dancer. I've been running over the last few months. We're producing a podcast every week. None of these things would be happening if we haven't had this time of no distractions. No guy is distracting us right now. And I'm not like saying relationships are bad at all. Obviously, relationships can be a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
But in the season that you're in, you have to realize God has you here for a reason. So take advantage of it. Don't just be looking to the next season. Focus on the season you're in right now.
And produce as much as you can in this season. Be 100%. Like you said in the last episode, we're not 50% and 50% of a person.
Yeah.
We are 100%. So give 100% in your season of relationship with God. Give 100% in your relationship with yourself. Give 100% if you're in a relationship with somebody else right now.
Yeah.
Or give 100% to singleness right now. Give all that you have into pouring into yourself and pouring into these habits or your relationship with God. Everything in this season
yeah.
that's going to produce healthier things in the future. Do all of that right now, because you've got to do the hard work before it gets to what it is now.
Absolutely.
We had to do so much preparation for this podcast before it's producing lot like views on YouTube.
Yeah.
Before we're actually producing these episodes, there's a lot of work that goes into it. And that's exactly how it is with seasons in your life, with relationships with people. You have to do the hard stuff right now in order for it to be easier or better in the end.
Yeah, God has you here because he knows the full picture of it, even when we don't. So we hope today that we've encouraged people that are single, or if you're not, but whatever season you're in, it is an active season. Don't just sit around waiting. You can definitely start building habits right now wherever you're at. You can start building your relationship with God, or strengthening your relationship with God, with yourself, and then pour into other people, because we are called to do that. So we hope this little mini series has been an encouragement, and send this to somebody who needs it. If you know somebody that's single or that just needs the encouragement of this episode, send it out to people, and we want to hear from you guys, from what you were encouraged by in the episode.
Join us back next week for another great conversation.